Last item on the agenda is Recreational Fishing Advisory Board recommendations. Who's handling that one? Sonia?
I promise to make this short, unless you have a lot of questions.
All in favor of the motion?
That's fine if you're... Just real quickly for the record...
No, please be quiet as you depart, please. Go ahead.
I'll just speak really loud.
That'll work. I'll yell really loud backwards.
The current status of the fund is $1,436,858. This estimate does include the budget reductions proposed by Governor Kane, so that's already included and subtracted. Of the 12 projects that were reviewed during this cycle, the advisory board did recommend 10 and did not recommend 2. I did not receive any additional public comment from what you written public comment that except for what's in your notebooks. And the only difference is we concur with all the funding recommendations, but we would like to add the funding of Project I, which is the pilot study for the application of pop-up satellite archival tags, for a total of $71,371. One other note, traditionally the commission has not approved funding for access projects until the approval of the joint permit application. As of to date, we have not even received the joint permit application. So,
okay.
With that, if you have questions.
Question I've got is, it failed 8-0 by our Recreational Fishing Advisory Board. Would you like to comment as to why now we're suggesting approval, or does someone want to?
Staff reviewed the letter, which I included in your packet, from Dr. Graves and the other co-PIs. Felt like it addressed some of the issues that the Recreational Advisory Board had concerns over with the project. Also, we received some positive comment from some of the angling clubs, as well as the Virginia Saltwater Fishing Tournament.
The information that you had at your avail, was that available to the entire Recreational Fishing Advisory Board at the time the decision was made?
That letter, no, sir. We received that after the recommendation was made.
Okay.
Any additional?
Yeah, this is a public hearing also. Well, or at least I will call it a public hearing. No one in the public want to comment? The matter's before the commission for discussion. We can...
It's not subject to judicial review.
I know. Thank you, but I always like... It's the Bill Pruitt style of doing that part of business. Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, sir.
I'm glad you made some reference to that item I that staff had recommended approval. I just read through Dr. Ken Neal's letter here in the packet, and Dr. Neal's had a fair amount of experience, I think, in assisting Dr. Graves with some of his tagging research on as it relates to circle hooks. But having said that, it seems that there is quite a bit of potential merit to that study that Dr. Graves had proposed, and I would recommend I'd move to approve staff's recommendation, including funding item number I.
Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Further discussion? Not to belabor the point, but I appoint these individuals to this board, and I take their recommendations very seriously. And I know there have been times where we have, in fact, voted contrary to their thorough vetting process of the matter. So I don't know how we can improve. When you get an 8-0 vote and then it comes here, of course, it's ultimately our responsibility. But I no deference to anyone involved in the project or whatever. It gives me a little heartburn. That's all I say at the end of the day. All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? No. Motion carries. 1, 2, 3. Whoever's here other than me. No. Any further business to come before the commission? And I want, really, honestly, in all sincerity, so we don't leave it wrong, that my only concern is that it did not pass through the RFAB. It has absolutely nothing to do whatsoever to any of my colleagues or the merits of this study or to the Virginia Institute of Marine Science. I want to make sure that's clear. Meeting adjourned.